Hi there. It's week 12 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. And the irony is that on week 12 of 52 weeks in 2023, this inspirational message isn't actually from me. It's going to be from my daughter, who's currently battling stage 3 breast cancer. Today is a tough day. And I thought, no, it's okay. I'll just record my inspirational message in the morning. And then I thought, who am I if I'm not the truth? And the truth is, sometimes there are good times. And sometimes there are not so good times. And sometimes life is hard. And sometimes life is easy and joyous. But sometimes life can be hard when you're not the driver. And I'm going to explain what I mean. My oldest daughter, Melissa, came home from her fourth chemo treatment on Monday. This is the second 6-hour chemo treatment. In total, she has to have 4 of these 6-hour chemo treatments. The rest of the chemo treatments take about 2.5 hours. Of those 4 treatments, they say that one person can only have 6 of them in their lifetime. She has to have 4. And she has to have a lot of chemo to get through this. A lot of surgeries, a lot of radiation, a lot of prayers, and a lot of hope. She comes home from her chemo treatment knowing that her hair is coming out in clumps. And she's been holding on to the hair until her fiance gets home because she wanted him to be a part of a ceremony that she wanted to hold to remove her hair on her own will. So she comes home from chemo today and she can see that it's hard for me to watch my firstborn child go through this. And she says, Mom, I realized something today. And I said, what's that, Melissa? As I'm trying to fake it till I make it. And she said, I realized that I'm the driver. So I'm driving the vehicle, the healing ship is being driven by me. So I think that I feel like I'm more in control than you because you're just the passenger. And she goes, you know what, Mom? You're actually not really a good backseat driver. And she says, you don't get to drive this time. You have to watch me drive. And you have to trust that everything you've taught me, I'm going to drive it really good and that we're going to be okay. And that we're not going to crash. And I just broke down because I thought she's so right. This whole time, I've just been praying that I could drive and that it was me. Because it would make sense if it was me. And I'm not wishing cancer on myself, so please don't say that. But as a 51-year-old woman with grandchildren, or even a 60 or 7-year-old woman, but when you look at a 33-year-old young, vibrant woman who should still be able to have more children as she wants, who's raising a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old, who's living in the most beautiful, healthy time of her life, she shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be here. Our world shouldn't be here. Our food shouldn't be here. Our air shouldn't be here. Our wars shouldn't be here. Our hate shouldn't be here. Our anger shouldn't be here. But it is. It is. And it is the cancer that is making us sick and the poison that is hurting us. So my inspirational message to you today is that if you're going through something in your life and you feel like you're the passenger, as you're not the one in control, and it's your spouse that's going through the job stuff, and it's whatever, you know, someone else outside of you. The best advice that I have for you is, It's okay to not be okay. Don't shame yourself for crying. Don't shame yourself for struggling. Just take a deep breath and know that you're doing the best you can with the knowledge that you have at the time. And take a step back, because if your driver is as strong and courageous and brave as my girl Melissa, then trust and know that you're going to be okay, because you taught them really, really well. Have an amazing week, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.